The Signalman by Charles Dickens. Chapter 1. A Strange Meeting.
Hello?
When I called the signalman, I was above him on the hill, but he did not look up. He looked along the railway line towards the tunnel.
Hello down there?
I called again. Then he looked up and saw me.
Where's the path?
I asked.
How can I come down and speak to you?
He did not answer me. Just then, a train came out of the tunnel. The signalman had a flag in his hand, and he showed it when the train passed. Again, I asked him where the path was. He pointed his flag at the hill, and I saw a path that went down.
All right! Thanks!
I shouted. I went down the wet path. The signalman was waiting for me at the bottom of the hill. He was standing between the railway lines with a strange, nervous expression on his face. The place was quiet and lonely. High walls blocked out a lot of the sky, so there was not much sun there, and it was dark. I looked along the line and saw a red light in front of the entrance to the black tunnel. Then I went up to the signalman, but he moved away from me. He looked at me strangely.
It's very lonely here, I said. You don't get many visitors. Am I disturbing you?
He did not answer, but looked at the red light near the tunnel.
Why are you watching that light? I asked. Is that part of your job?
He answered quietly,
Don't you know it is?
Suddenly, the horrible idea came to me that he was a ghost, not a man. So I moved away. But then I saw fear in his eyes.
Are you afraid of me? I asked.
I was thinking, perhaps I've seen you before.
Where?
He pointed to the red light.
There.
Why? I've never been there before.
No. Perhaps you haven't.
Then he began to relax. He took me into his signal box.
Have you got much work to do here? I asked.
No, not very much. But I have to be very attentive and careful,
he replied.
What are your responsibilities?
I change the signal, pull on these switches, and check that the red light is working,
he explained.
Do you ever feel lonely? I asked.
No, I'm used to it.
Can't you ever go out into the sunlight?
Yes, sometimes when the weather is good. But I must always listen for the electric bell and watch the red light.
I looked around his signal box. There was a fire, a desk, a telegraph machine for receiving and sending messages, and a little electric bell.
When I was a young man, I studied science,
he told me.
The bell suddenly rang. He received messages and sent replies.
Then he showed his flag when a train passed. He did everything very precisely. During our conversation, he opened the door twice and looked at the red light. He came back to the fire with an anxious expression. I wanted to know why, so I asked, Are you a happy man?
I was happy once,
he replied.
But now I'm worried, sir.
Why? What's the problem?
It's difficult to say. If you come again, I'll try and tell you,
he said.
When shall I come?
I'll be here again at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, sir.
I'll come at 11 then, I replied.
It was dark outside,
so he showed me to the path with his light.
"Don't call out, hello, again, please,"
he said. "All right."
"And don't call out when you come tomorrow night. Why did you shout, hello down there, tonight?"
he asked. "I don't know. Did I say those exact words?"
"Yes. I know those words very well."
"I think I said them because I saw you down here," I said.
"Is that the only reason?"
"Yes, of course. Why?"
"You don't think there was any supernatural reason?"
he asked. "No." Then we said good night, and I returned to my hotel.